That song has been a real encouragement this week to know that the Lord is faithful. He is the same through endless years. He will not fail me now. And that's what I'd like to encourage us with this morning, that God is faithful. He has been faithful and He will be faithful to help us in our every place of life that we come to. I believe the Lord knows where we're at, and I believe He's faithful to help us through those times, those difficulties. I was also encouraged with Joshua, the book of Joshua, familiar scriptures. Joshua in the first chapter, and these scriptures have been encouragement to me over and over, and I'm sure they will be to the very end. It seems like every time I read them, I'm reminded of how the Lord was, this is the Lord speaking to Joshua, trying to encourage him. He said in verse 5, He said, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." You know, we're not dividing literal land today, but the same heritage, the same rich blessings that our forefathers have had and enjoyed, the grace of God that they found, the victories that they found over the world, over temptation, over affliction, over sorrow, disappointments. That same land you and I can have and partake of today. That's the land that we're interested in. I'm not really interested in soil so much. But I've been around long enough. I've heard testimonies of those that have gone before us, of how God helped them and how God blessed them and the Lord encouraged them in the battles that they faced of life. And as we heard this morning, it's not, they didn't always have it easy. They faced difficult circumstances in their life, just like we do, but God was faithful to them. And the Lord will be faithful. That's the land that we are looking at this morning. That's the heritage that has come down to you and I today. God is faithful. He's faithful to help us, and He's faithful to be with us. He told them, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." And the Lord wants you and I to possess that land today. He's not interested in Israel or as far as just the land over there around the Jerusalem. That doesn't have any special bearing. It's His people today. And what He wants to give them in spiritual blessings, that's what the Lord is really wanting. And I just want to encourage us this morning that that land is there for us. I think Brother Cliff and Sister Patsy testified one time about Brother and Sister Stover. They were, I believe you were getting concerned because some of the older ministers were dying off and kind of questioning what's going to happen and how's all this going to work out, and what was their response? That comfort you?
It did.
It did. Well, the Lord will be with us like He's been with them. Be thou strong and very courageous. Thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Stay with it. Stay faithful. Be true to the Lord. That's what he said. Don't be distracted. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Just stay the course. Finish the course. Keep the testimony. Keep the faith. That's what I get out of that when I read these verses. He's encouraging Joshua. He said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." You know, when the Lord brought them out of the land of Egypt, He had a route for them to take. And I believe in one place it said, lest they should see war and get discouraged, He took them an alternate route. He led them through the wilderness. And He didn't want them to see war so soon and that they would get discouraged. The Lord was mindful of that. I think about Jesus with His disciples also. Remember, He told them, He said, "I have many things I want to say unto you. There's many things I want to share with you, but you're not able to bear it now." But He told them the Holy Spirit, when He was come, that He would guide them and He would lead them. And I believe this morning, and I'm persuaded that the Lord is very gentle with His people. And He knows what we're able to bear and what we're not able to bear. And He's very protective. He has a watchful eye over His people. And He's doing what He can to shield and to help. But He said, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." This word is dismayed means to become bewildered and confused. And, you know, to the point where you lose your hope and you lose your faith. And He's saying, don't do that. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. He said, don't be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Was also reading the, thinking about there in Hebrews, and I thought about the different, the people of faith. Hebrews is the chapter of faith, but he talks about verse 32 really stood out to me. He said, "And what more shall I say?" You know, after talking about Abraham and Moses and explaining different things and going through that, what he was saying, that God was faithful to them. And he said, "What more shall I say? For the time would fail." You know, if we... the time, we wouldn't have enough time to go into all the times that God has been faithful to His people and has helped them through. And so we want our hearts this morning to be able to be strengthened in Him, to know Him, and to know that He'll make a way when it looks like there is no way, the Lord is able to make a way. And you know, when you read the accounts, these different accounts that happened, it wasn't that there wasn't any battles. It wasn't that there wasn't any difficulties. There were places over and over in the Scriptures that looked like that was it. It just looked like that was, you know, over and over again. They were way outnumbered. You think about the time of Gideon and the Midianites that were there. And it talked about them being as the sand of the sea, multitude and chariots. And over, they were the least. And it looks like their enemies just had power to come in and to destroy them and to overtake them and to get them out of their possession. But God was faithful. And He made a way over and over when it looked like there was no possible way. And I know the Lord is able to do that today. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. One of those times was here in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, I believe it's the 7th chapter. The Philistines were coming against the people here, had been coming to the Lord and had been seeking God, and that's our part, and that's very important for us to do, is to continue to seek the Lord and draw close to Him. But it says that they, let's just start at verse 5. It said, "And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. When the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that He will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethcar. And Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel." Here is another time in Bible history. The people were seeking the Lord. They were needy of God, and they were looking to Him. And then here comes, it just looked like a host that was encamped against them. And they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard them. And I want to get this part here too. He said, in verse 12, it said, "He took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Hitherto, here's a place that God helped us. You know, we need each one to have those stones. We've called those Ebenezer stones. We need to have those stones in our life. They mean something to us. They may just look like a stone on the outside, a stone that it may not mean a whole lot maybe to somebody else, but that stone, those stones of yours, they mean something. And they told them to set a stone, and that's what they did. Then Samuel, he took a stone and set it, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto. It was a reminder for them. This is a place that I needed some help. This is a place that we were in trouble. This is a place that it just didn't look like we were going to be able to go through and carry out and be what God wanted us to be. And we set a stone here, and the Lord, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We need those stones. We need to remember those stones. And I have a lot of those stones in my own personal testimony, in my own personal life. That doesn't mean a whole lot to maybe other people, but they were places that I was struggling with, places that looked like the enemy was going to take over, you might say, and it looked like the battle was hard. And I've had the Lord over and over come in and help me many, many times. Sometimes it would be with a song. And like this one, my soul has feasted on this song all week. Over and over I've been singing this song. He stilled the storms and calmed my fears, forgave my sins and dried my tears. He is the same through endless years. He will not fail me now. When Satan came against me, when Satan tried to draw me back, when it looked like temptations, one song says, temptations were so sharp and keen. When it just looked like maybe sometimes we were just about overwhelmed and looked like I was just about to lose hope and to lose courage and to lose strength, that God did something, just like He did back there for them. You know, it looked like here they were coming to the Lord, and it just looked like the enemy was right there to take advantage of that. And the Lord stepped in and helped them. And He'll do that for us. He also said, in affliction, grief, and pain. When you're not feeling good in your body, when you're sick, God will not fail you then. When you're in grief, sorrow, disappointment, loss of loved one, the Lord will not fail you then. And pain. All those times, and the Lord will not fail you. You know what was a comfort to me this week is, seemed like I was struggling and battling my mind, and you know what the enemy does? He'll start to bring up your weaknesses and your failures. And that's what hinders our faith many times. When we look at ourselves and we think, who am I? Who am I that God's going to help me? Who am I that He's going to hear my prayer and my cry? That He's going to come through for me? Who am I? That seems like, you know, a lot of times we don't have trouble with, you know, reading this and believing that. I don't think any of you doubt that. Do you? Does anybody here this morning doubt that the Lord helped Samuel and Israel against the Philistines? We don't. I don't doubt that one bit. But many times the trouble is, will He help me? I'm not Samuel. I'm not David. I'm not Abraham. I'm just me. With all of my weaknesses and all of my shortcomings. But I want to say this morning that God will come through for you. I began to think about my marriage, my wife. You know my wife, she knows all my strengths and all my weaknesses. She's been well aware of them for the past 25 plus years now. Going on 26. She's been well aware of them. She knows all my strengths and all my weaknesses. And she still loves me. That's what a marriage is. A marriage is not just based on your performance and you're doing everything just right. You know, when we married, we took those vows, it was for better, for worse. It was a package deal. I was getting all of her strengths and getting all of her weaknesses too. I know hers too. We all have personalities that are different. Different strengths, different weaknesses. And our relationship with the Lord is just like a marriage. It's like a marriage. The Lord knows us. He knows you've got weaknesses. He knows that we've got strengths. He knows the different areas of our life, our personalities. And that's not dependent upon His faithfulness to us. He'll still come through for us. He still hears our cries. I appreciated so much Brother Cliff's exhortation the other Wednesday night, about Peter and his failure. The Lord still cared about Peter, didn't He? Even though he failed, even though he came short, and the devil brings all those things up to try to cause us that our faith, we lose our hope, lose our courage, lose our faith. The Lord, I want to tell you, the Lord knows all those things. But he's still willing to come through for us because he loves us. Our relationship with the Lord is much like a marriage. There's strengths, there's weaknesses, but it's a commitment for life. We commit ourselves to him. He's committed himself to us. He's committed to be our husband, to care, to watch over. And I want to say he's a faithful husband. He's faithful to hear. He's faithful to help. He's faithful to give us strength. He's faithful to guide us. He's faithful to see us through in those hard, difficult places that we face and that we meet in life. He's faithful all the way through. Some of you have been around a long time. Sister Ruby, you've been got 90-some years on you. The Lord been faithful. He's been faithful, hasn't he? You used to not have all those gray hairs. You used to be young. Strength and vitality. You think the Lord loves Sister Ruby less now because she doesn't look maybe quite as attractive and she doesn't have maybe quite the vitality she used to have? You think the Lord loves her less now because of those things? Probably more. That's commitment. That's the Lord's love to us. It's not based upon our performance and our doing everything exactly right all the time. It's not because I've got every I dotted and every T crossed and I've been so perfect that, well, God's able to help me and help me through now. No. I do have a response to Him, to obey Him and yield myself and give myself to Him. But I'll tell you, there's some failures and mistakes that go along the way. It's a learning process. You learn as you go along the way. And sometimes there's going to be failures. Sometimes there's going to be mistakes. But the Lord is faithful. He abides faithful. It said, He stilled the storm and calmed my fears, forgave my sins and dried my tears. He is the same through endless years. He will not fail me now. The Lord won't fail. He'll be faithful to us. He'll give us strength. He'll be there to hold us up. He'll be there to see us through. I think about Gideon. You remember Gideon? Oh, he looked so troubled, didn't he? And I think about how the Lord worked with Gideon. You know, the Lord told him in that one place, He said, if you're still afraid, He said, go down to the camp and listen to what they're saying. You know, the Lord knows that we're human. The Lord knows that we've got conflict that wages in our mind, in our spirit. And He told him, He said, go down, take your servant with you and go down to the edge of the camp. That took a little bit of courage to do that, didn't it? Go down by the enemy's camp. But he went down, and what did he hear? Heard this man had a dream. You see how the Lord... You think about that. How did the Lord know where Gideon was going to go down? There was thousands and thousands of men down there. How did the Lord know where Gideon was going to walk down, the path that he was going to take, and the trees and things, brush that he was going behind, the men that was all going to be over there? Folks, the Lord's in a lot more things than what we realize. He's in a lot more than what we give Him credit for at times. Sometimes our feelings make us feel like God's not there. But the Lord was right there, right where Gideon went. He heard that man recount that dream. And what did Gideon do? Gideon took courage. He said, the Lord's going to help us. The Lord's going to see us through. The Lord's going to give us victory. And he went back and he encouraged the camp. Tell them the Lord's going to help us. And the Lord did. But I think about how the Lord... And then Gideon, you remember the test the Lord he gave the Lord? He said, Lord, if you're in this, he said, you caused the fleece. He put out that fleece and he said, you caused the fleece to be wet and all the ground dry. And that's what happened that night. And the next morning, it said he wrung out. He wrung out that fleece. It wrung out. So it sounded to me it was just saturated. You know, the Lord wants to do that for us. He wants to reassure. He wants to reassure our hearts. And the Lord, and Gideon said, well, you know, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe this is a natural, maybe this was just a natural circumstance. Lord, tonight, cause the ground to be all wet, water all, dew all to be all the ground, and the fleece be wet. Just by chance, in case I've made a mistake here. And the Lord encouraged, and it was that way, the Lord encouraged. The Lord was faithful to work with Gideon. And you know, I see the Lord is still the same today. He's faithful to work with us. If we'll call upon Him and we'll look to Him and we yield ourselves to Him and we want His will to be worked, the Lord will help us. He'll be there for us. He will not fail us now. There's no failure. There's no failure in the Lord this morning. He'll be faithful. He'll be true. Isn't that part of His name? Remember there in Revelation it said that He had the vesture dipped with blood? And what was His name? Faithful? Faithful. The Lord is faithful. Faithful to help His people through. I think about also that dream that I believe it was Brother Barton or somebody had one of the, or Brother Stover is the dream they had, and they came up against that mountain wall and they saw no way around. There was no way around it, and the only way was to go over the top. But it looked like there was no way possible. And in his dream, he just stretched up his hand as high as he could get it. Just stretched up. And I like that because it's so much like what we need to do is to reach up towards the Lord, reach out towards Him in prayer, in studying the Word and looking to Him in our thoughts. We're reaching up as high as we know how to reach, and something appeared that he didn't see before, just a crevice, a crack that he could grab a hold onto. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, it may just be something small and insignificant looking, but the Lord, when He gives you something to latch onto, latch onto it. Grab a hold of it. Let it support you. Rest in it. Rehearse it over and over. I'll probably be singing this song for the next few months. Hang on to it. He will not fail you. Now. And then he said he didn't, after grabbing a hold of that and pulling up, there wasn't nothing else. Just looked like a dead end. There's no way. He reached up his other hand. And there appeared something that he was able to see. And I have found that our spiritual life many times is that way. It's going to look like, Lord, where are you at? Have you ever questioned that before? I have. You know that's human. That's part of our human. Lord, where are you at? I'm in trouble here. Over and over they did back in the Old Testament. Save us. Help us. Where are you at, Lord? The Lord knows right where we're at. And He's able to help us and save us. And I want to thank Him this morning. I want to encourage us to take our eyes off of ourselves, because that's discouraging. We just look at us and get our eyes on Him. He's all sufficient. He's all wise. He's all knowing. He's infinite love, if we can comprehend what that means. He's all caring, and we can bring ourselves to Him. Another verse here, he mentioned here, he said in this song, if I can find it real quick, there's one part on there, it says, on Him thy care and burdens roll. Our God still lives and has control. He will not fail you now. I believe the Lord is still in control. I believe He still has all power in heaven and earth. And I believe that He's faithful. And I'm confident this morning that He'll see us through. If we continue to look to Him and lift our hearts up to Him, He'll be faithful to us just like He was faithful to those that have gone before us. Haven't we been encompassed with a great cloud of witnesses this morning? I think about Sister Patsy's dad, Brother Willie. Lord was faithful to him. Brother Clifford Wilson and all those that we know, wasn't always easy for them. Wasn't because everything went their way, but God was faithful. They left us a testimony. They left us an example that we could follow. They left us a witness of God's faithfulness to their generation. And the Lord was trying to encourage Joshua, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you too. I'll not fail you or forsake you. Just like I was with him, I'll be with you. Just like he was with them, he will be with us. 2012, right now in our time, in our generation. You know, that's comforting to me. When fears assail, doubts, to know that there's someone that knows all about those, knows my failures, knows my failings, and that he's faithful to help us through. Pray for me. I want to be faithful.